We finna put this out on the table.
We got some game.
You know, they don't even know all that.
Yeah, I'm about to say you don't gotta tell them. You know, that's why like, you don't gotta tell them. I'm
telling you, I'm at the age now where any shit go down, I'd be like, hey, I'm too old, mama.
I'm too old for this shit.
I don't care.
You gonna hit your Danny Glover age?
Hey man, I'm almost 40.
I would never say that. This is too much for a 25-year-old.
I don't give a damn. What they talking about the show? That's an old guy.
I be going backwards. I feel myself getting old. You know, back in 95.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? All four of us are here today on the show. Man, what's up? It's good to be back in the building. Your boy Joff up in this thing, man. What's going on? How you doing, Mr. Shea? How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a crazy week, but I'm here.
Indeed it has. Mike. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, people? How's everyone living? How's everyone doing?
Man, we living good in the neighborhood, man. Living good, but time out. Chris, what you got going on today, bro?
I mean, you know, I'm just excited because, you know, I know school's getting ready to kick off for everybody and stuff. And, you know, they don't teach like we used to back in the day. I had a friend send me a video how he's teaching his class. And I want to go be in, even though I'm a little outside of the class age, I like to go and be a part of his classroom. I mean, check it out.
Repeat after me together. Help me preach tonight. Multiply. Multiply. The factors. I don't hear your preacher voice. Hold your ear and say, the factors. Together. To see. If the product. Is the same. You ain't mysterious enough. It's the same. As the number. One more time. Multiply. The factors together to see. I said to see. To see if the product is the same as the number. Put your hands together tonight. Come on, put them together. Hallelujah.
I mean, I want to go to that class, you know. Get it, teacher. Show me the math.
Maybe I would have done great, better than math in school.
I could probably learn fractions now.
I probably can now. Just gonna see that. We need teachers more like that.
Yeah.
We cannot have students having the Holy Ghost over equations. We cannot.
Right.
Oh, I got some lunch. No.
To the root of your problem.
And then 15 plus 5 was a 20.
Maybe if you will stop subtracting and start adding.
And then I divide it.
And then,
yes, Lord.
And then you divide.
Half and half.
Really?
What's the difference?
That's the kind of class y'all want to go to.
Hey, I'll pay attention.
Distraction with the Lord.
Okay, now y'all know it. At church, y'all always had two or three in the back that's sleeping on the pew.
That is true.
That's when y'all hit him with the wake up! Like T.D. Jakes.
That was me sleeping. That was me sleeping.
Too hilarious, ladies and gentlemen. We got a great show for y'all, man. We're going to be talking about a certain auntie that y'all need to leave alone, man. Just stop. And
she is
also,
not my auntie.
Oh yeah, we gonna talk about that though. But yeah, but also BET, they had to pull a little something back real quick. They had to pull a deal back, as well as movies, entertainment, music, news, and more. Just acting up, so y'all stay locked. up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Just Acting Up Show. So, y'all already know what it is. All four of us are here, and I don't think all four of us had a chance to tell you this. So, we're going to tell you this right now. Like,
follow,
comment,
and share.
Subscribe. Oh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. All four of us hit the points.
The chemistry is beautiful. Swish, let it hang.
We all hit the points. All right. So what's next on the docket?
You had to see that parking wasn't there. You had to see that right there. Anyway, let's go ahead. Getting into the show. I'm over here at the office. So yeah, let's go and get into it. So first and foremost, let's congratulate this man right here for having the very first Black-owned breast cancer center in honor of his late mother. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Hearts and prayers to his mother, you know, passing away. But we all know breast cancer is nothing, you know, to, you know, name. But it's just that we have to honor him and by him honor his mother. Mother, man goes by the name of, let me see. Oh, wait, no, it's called the Kim Jacobs Breast Cancer Center. Opens its doors in Akron's Kenmore neighborhood. Founded by LeVar Jacobs in the memory of his late mother and best friend. That's beautiful, man. We had to highlight that. Had to.
Yeah. You know, when you turn devastation into something beautiful, that's amazing.
Amen. Amen again. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, man.
So many.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And getting to some other news, man. This is for the wrestling fans out there. I know we don't watch wrestling like we used to, but we used to. And this is kind of like during our era of when we was growing up watching wrestling. Yep. Man, whoo, made me feel old, bro. I ain't much gonna lie to you. Edge, a.k.a., you know, Adam Copeland, Edge, he did his last match with, you know, WWE. You know, he started WWF back then, now WWE. But had the knowledge because he was just like, that was part of our childhood growing up. Tables, ladders, and chairs. He was getting on that era with the Stone Cold, with the Rock, and all the other ones. So that's kind of like a part of our childhood, seeing somebody do something like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he retired at one point because he had a very bad injury back in 2011, I think. But then he came back, got healthy, and got back in the ring and did it for some more years. Dude is married, got kids. Boy did everything, man. So yeah. So, and if this is the end, if this is it for you and your wrestling career, brother, you've done your job, sir.
Thank you know, I looked at that wrong. I thought it said return. That's next year in me. I swear, I thought it said return. I'm like, dang, old already.
Man,
my bad.
No, you good? I think he like in his mid 40s. I don't want to add.
Taste. Oh yeah, well yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he came back for a spell, did some things, and you know, that's it, man. So
yeah, shout out to Edge.
But I mean, for doing it for this long, that's a blessing too. You know, like he's been doing it for a while. Like we watched him when we were younger. So I mean, to be able to do something that you love, you know, leave, you have injury, come back, you still loved and still welcomed, and then you're able to fulfill the rest of your, you know, what you feel like the rest of your career. And be able to retire doing what you love. That's a blessing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Especially Dr. Undertaker would never retire.
Boy.
Man.
I'm telling you, man, that to do something like that.
You talking about wrestling for years, like that was Ted DiBiase. Like that was when my godfather introduced me to wrestling. That was when I was in elementary school. He was still going.
Yeah, boy.
That was at a time when wrestling, them intros was everything.
It was.
Yeah.
Wait, who had the best intro y'all felt like? Like, who was the one that y'all felt like was the best intro ever?
For me, it had to either be The Rock or Stone Cold.
It had to either be, that's true, but like overall, like you like sound effects and fireworks, I got to go with Kane. I'm not going to lie. Kane to go in there, it's all dark and there's no lights on, and Kane to stand right in the middle of the ring and go like this, boom, and that fire come out of those posts, and bro,
that was a hit, boy.
That was hit.
Okay, boy, it was so different back then, boy. I couldn't tell me nothing.
But look, when you seen that Brahma bull, when you seen that bull up there,
yep.
you out there
with the Rock,
it's cooking. Yes, that was my and to this day, I think The Rock is still my favorite. Like when he left, I stopped watching.
Yeah.
When he left, I stopped watching because like that's who was my favorite. Him right. And The Undertaker. I like The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Watch Stone Cold get up there, ask for some beer. But you know when he comes down, you gonna see we were just waiting to stun him. Who he gonna stun?
Who gonna get it?
Stone Cold's intro became a surprise. Cause you would have two wrestlers fighting with each other, and then all of a sudden when you hear that glass break. It's like the whole arena go crazy. So his intro wasn't as good as it would be if you knew he was coming. If you didn't expect him to come, then his intro is like, oh man, Stone Cold finna come. But my favorite wrestler is of all time is Shawn Michaels. Michaels is my absolute favorite one. He's the one of ones for me. That Sweet Chin music could come out of nowhere. Bow.
Yep, I still post that. I'm about to tune up the band, kick somebody in their chin, bro.
I'm telling you, as an adult now, it's like, boy, if I could just get this leg,
if I could just get this leg,
bow.
Oh man,
I seen some of the wrestling moves at that fight. We
kind of losing.
Oh, they're fighting Alabama. I seen a few of them wrestling moves.
We weren't playing. And speaking of that of that Alabama fight, y'all go on Choco's page on Facebook or on mine, and you're gonna see us do a little sound. I know it was past the prime, but y'all check out that video. Y'all gonna see Houston actors and artists doing the most in Alabama Houston brawl. But yeah. Boom into the water, man. So yeah, moving on to the other news, man. BT said, "Hold up, hold it. Let me get that back, player." So, Paramount reportedly ends $3 billion auction for BET after receiving low offers from bidders, including Tyler Perry. Can't have nothing, can we?
I think Paramount, they was trying to run up the bill. Maybe they're trying to run it up because $2 billion is a pretty good amount. But I think they've seen all the interest that was garnered, and they're like, "Oh no, we're gonna go ahead and hold on to it, keep these networks." That's what they decided. Yeah. I really wish that who's going at it with Tyler Perry was Byron Allen. I wish
Byron Allen
and Tyler Perry would have just partnered up and bought it together, as a joint venture.
They said that Byron Allen, they don't trust Byron Allen's finances. I guess in other words, they're trying to say that it's not consistent, but the whole thing is shady to me. If you ask me, it's like they put out a brand new car, well, old school car, and put a for sale sign on it. Then now when it gains interest and people want to buy, it's like, nah, I don't want to buy it. Nah, I don't want to sell it. You put a for sale sign out on BET. You got B's coming your way, not M's, but B's, billions. And this, it's not for sale. We just going to decide to keep it. What was the point?
Yeah, we just want to see what we can get. That's it. Just throw it out there.
It's ridiculous if you ask me, because I really wanted that deal to happen. But it just seemed like they went in it without knowing if that's really what they wanted to do. Like it seems like the whole time they've been doing this that they've had one foot in the door and one foot out the door, whether they wanted to really sell it or not. Because I'm sorry, if I'm trying to sell something,
it's gone.
And and I'm making bid, like I have people bidding, you already know the bid's not gonna always be what you want, because you allow other people, and those two people could have said, "Hey, look, we ain't gonna go for you know what I'm saying? Oh, we're not gonna go over two, you know what I'm saying? What you try? You know, they could have been communicating and trying to keep it at a low price so that it could be affordable, or and they can make that happen. But it just seemed like Paramount was just like, nah,
Paramount capping. That's what they doing.
It's one of those things that you know how it is. Like they probably didn't value because BET is Black Entertainment Television. They probably didn't view the networks, as that's just BET. They probably didn't see the value in it. And then when he see us coming up, like, no, we're gonna buy it. Let's go ahead and buy it, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, let's take a look at this. Like, you know, like they're not they're seeing now they're seeing the dollar signs in it and the value in the company.
Yeah. It's wonderful. People want BET.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll take it.
Good, because you've got us, you've got the Black community.
Mm-hmm. I just need the BET awards to get a little bit better.
Tighten up, man.
Just a little bit.
Just don't do that.
Just a little bit.
All these executives out here, y'all out there talking about my such and such brown and everything is pink and clean. And come on now. God, we just had touch this morning. Oh, man. Moving on to other news, man. Before we close out the big stage segment, James Harden, he's at it again with Daryl Morey and his team. He said he wants out. He called the man a liar. And then people pulled up. You know, you got the James Harden fans. They said, well, remember Daryl Morey promised this and this to these other superstars? Maybe James Harden is a liar. Then we looked at it, like, look what James Harden did. He ain't performed like he supposed to perform. So, me, I'm looking at it as like, man, I got my popcorn bag out, man. I'm enjoying it. It's funny to me.
Man, you know what? Shout out to my uncle, Shannon, because I'm so out of touch with sports now since he left. I couldn't tell you what's bounce or what's this or what's that. I ain't even looked at the preseason football game, but I did hear a little bit about James Harden. I think James Harden is on his way out the league. Man. And I think he wants to is because he had his championship run trying to get to the championship and it didn't happen with Chris Paul or whatever. And then now you with Joel and B, like they didn't happen. It's not gonna happen with him. Like didn't Joel? Yeah, he won the MVP. So it's I don't know, man. Maybe he's gonna come to Houston and do a last hurrah. But James Harden is very talented. So wherever he's gonna land at, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he'll go to Miami.
Hey,
maybe
so.
And to your point, Mike, about Shannon Sharp, he's actually gonna be back on TV soon. He's going to be joining just part-time on First Take with Stephen A. Smith on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah, it's not the same. if he can't have a whole hour to himself, it's not the same.
I'm just going to miss hearing, Skip.
Yeah, I'm just going to miss him. He's not going to be able to do is like what he did on Undisputed because it's a minute. It's just in time for football. And he does more than just football. He does golf. He does this. He does that. So I don't know why ESPN or even FS1, he the man his own show. I think he can hold down his own show, bro.
He really could. I agree. I mean, he really is.
Yeah, that's why I looked at that and I was like, it's not the same. But I have
He do need his own show. Like, I agree with you, Mike, on that one. He need his own show. He's amazing. Yeah. You know, some of the things that he talk about, some of the perspectives that he provide is needed, warranted. And, like... Man.
Yeah. Like that time with George Floyd and what happened during the pandemic, bro, he... That's what I'm saying. He need his own show because he can go beyond just sports. Like, man talks about, you know, a lot of other things besides sports. Sports can be in there, but it's like to give him just 30 minutes.
Nah, that's tease right there.
Whatever,
yeah.
I guess.
See how we went from James Harden to something more positive. If we want what we really do want. It's going to be all right, Mike. It's going to be all right. I got some tissue back here for you. All right, good people. We're going to get into the Critics Corner, so y'all don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. Locked in to Just Acting Up Show. All right, good people, welcome to the Critics Corner. And before we get into the Critics Corner, don't forget to go check out Josh's VIP room, man. I'm about to upload my time where I was on a Western. That's right, a Western. Cowboys, Indians. Bow, 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 bow. I beat Huckleberry, the good, the bad Nuggets. Not, well, I wasn't on something like that. But it was cool, man. They treated me really good. I was out there in Blanco, Texas. That's why I was gone. Now that I'm finally back here. Back again? So, so yeah.
Back again. Duncan stacks again. Dun, 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 dun. Back again. Tashay know what I'm talking about. Tashay done heard that song. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But it was really, really cool, really cool being in the Western, man. Give us something different out there. To do get cast in, and I loved every minute of it. Had the time of my life, had the horses out there, the stage carriage, all that, man. So yeah, man. But let's move on into other news, man. Blue Beetle is out in the theaters right now, and it's off to a very good, healthy start. Somebody was bashing it, saying, oh, they ain't gonna do good. But what? You get a superhero that is of a different race in a very cool costume, man. Blue Beetle was, hey, I don't know if y'all seen the cartoon called Justice League, Young Justice or whatever. Blue Beetle was that dude, man. So I gotta watch it. So,
yeah. It's gonna, they always do that to our black and brown movies. They all down talking so yeah. much. Oh, it ain't this is gonna be even worse. They was talking about it's gonna be worse than The Flash and this. And I'm like,
yeah, they shot it down before it even came out. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's going well. I'm gonna try to go support it this weekend as well.
Yes, I actually might go support it. It wasn't on my list to watch, but you know, just because they're trying to talk down on the brown on our brown people, let's get it.
Mm-mm-mm. Also, what's going on in the neighborhood of the good state of Texas? 1989 Dreams presents a 90s sitcom. I believe it's going to be 3 days. Your favorite 90s sitcoms from Fresh Prince to Family Matters to Living Single. We are living single in
the 90s.
Yeah,
I'm glad. Got
my... Yeah, man.
Keep your head up, what? Keep your head up. That's right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I'm not doing it with y'all today. I'm not doing it. I'm so mad that show not still on. Like, that was one of my favorite.
Oh, yeah, man. That was,
who was your favorite character on there?
On Living Single?
OB. Yeah.
Man, well, Overton. Overton?
Overton, yeah.
Overton.
Yeah. I gotta go with, because I'm a fan of his work outside of Living Single. You already know who I'm about to say, James. Yep. T.C. Carson. Yeah, man, Carson. That's my dog. Every time when I look at Living Single, I'm like, look at Kratos, Helen and Maxine.
Yeah, man.
Maxine. Like, yeah.
Man, Maxine was, I thought Maxine was, all of them was so dope, man. That's the thing about those 90s accounts. But I'm going to go with Maxine because it's a lot of people that was inspired by her being an attorney. And became an attorney. There's a lot of women that I know of that say that they want to be an attorney because of Maxine, because I was funny of a character she was and everything. So to me, I think that's dope, being a trendsetter from outside. So yeah, that Maxine was it.
So. But you know what? That's what the old TV shows was all about. Because yeah. The reason why my sister went to college is because I know we're talking about a Living Single, but because of Different World. That's the reason why she went to college, because of Different World. And it had to be an HBCU. Like, yeah. It was a black college. Like, that's what she had to go to.
Yeah. I agree, man. That was dope, man. So yeah, that 1989 Dreams. Y'all make sure y'all get on Natoya Danielle's or 1989 Dreams IG or Eventbrite, I believe. You can get the tickets right now. So y'all might go ahead and get that before they sell out. They going fast. I'm gonna be there. So get my ticket. Get my ticket. And not only that, but Masquerade. We've been talking about the Masquerade for quite some time. It is sold out. Yeah. Sold out. Masquerade. You're going to see some familiar faces in that one right there. This weekend at Gulf Point Theater, AMC 30, I believe that is. Yeah. Red carpet event, Dressed to Impress. I'm going to try my best because it's kind of hot outside. So, that will be inside.
Yeah.
Don't come in there with one of them tuxedos that's only in the front.
Oh man,
get that shirt, tuxedo shirt. I got one of those shirts too.
That shirt. James do got one of those shirts.
I got one of them shirts, bro. I got it. As long as I got my suit and tie, don't play with me.
Yeah,
don't,
show them a few things.
I'm showing you a few things. Like, what are you doing, James? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. Hot out of here.
Hot out of here.
Yeah, man. In other news, I call her my white auntie because she's been in the game for a very long time. She's one hell of an actor. Whenever she's on screen, she's going to give you 110%. Sandra Bullock. They like the main, I forgot his name, from the cast of A Blind Side came out and spoke.
Michael Orr,
thank you, appreciate it. He came out and said that not everything that you saw on it was real. So fans are like, oh my God, oh, take Sandra Bullock's Oscar away, take this award away. Leave that woman alone. All the movies that you sat down and how do I'm what we and I'm mid, late 30s, whatever.
About it.
Now,
40s. Let's be for real, boy. We like two knocks away from being 40. Well, I don't know.
I'm 18.
How old are
you,
Tashay?
You're
18. I'm about to say, you got Tashay says she 18, man. Yeah.
We finna put this out on the table.
We got to be age.
You know, they don't even know all that.
Yeah, I'm about to say you don't gotta tell them. You know, that's why I'm like, you don't gotta tell them. But
I'm telling them. I'm at the age now where any shit go down, I'd be like, I'm too old, mama.
I'm too old for this shit.
I don't care.
You gonna hit your Danny Glover age?
Hey man, I'm almost 40.
I would never say that. This is too much for a 25-year-old.
I don't give a damn. What are they talking about to show them old guys?
I be going backwards. I feel myself getting old. You know, back in 95.
I'm talking, if I say this whole beard off, I got a baby face, but still, man, I still
Social boy, who is that?
All right, man. All right.
I don't know
all
nothing right. about LL Cool J.
All right, so I guess I'm with a bunch of 18-year-olds. Well, anyway, I'm 39 almost. I'll be 39 in September.
Oh man, I'm 35, ladies and gentlemen. But what I'll get into is that Sandra Bullock been in the game for quite some time, man. And how many movies have we all watched that has not been completely accurate? Number one being A Woman's King that came out. Everybody still, you know, hey, you know. Or like other movies came out. Jurassic Park came out, what, 1990, what? Who knew what sounds the dinosaurs made?
Yeah, biopics are... Especially biopics, there right. a lot of them are so sensationalized for it to be, you know, like movie to make the story kind of be more
right.
movie adaptable, right?
Right, right.
And then they attack. I mean, Sandra Bullock is just an actress, you know. Right. She didn't, you know, this is not the story is not about her, so she's just working her script like she's supposed mm-hmm. to. And so I'm sure that's unsettling for her. She just lost her partner not too long ago, or her husband, or. Then you got that, and you got people just coming at you for no reason. It's like, wow.
And Michael Orr made that clear to leave her alone, man. Like, she didn't have nothing to do with that. I mean, he was 18 at the time. With the family that she portrayed, he was like 18 at the time, I think 17 or 16. And he thought it was paperwork for something else, but then come to find out it was conservatorship. The white folks stuff. Don't know. The conservatorship owns your rights or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah. So that's between the real family versus Sandra Bullock played a character, but it's crazy because the face of Sandra Bullock, they saying that that's Michael Orr's adoption mom. No, it's not. That's an actor.
No. That's even more of a testament to why she deserved the Oscar because they believed it so much.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly.
They don't understand.
She won an Oscar for that.
Actresses. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
Oh,
But they don't
wow.
understand that an actress or actor is all they're doing is projecting a story from someone else to give you a clear view of the story. That doesn't always mean that the story is going to be 100% correct. It does not mean that all of the information is going to be inside the story. There may be things that happen that may not even be in the story. There may be things that happen in the story that might not have happened in real life. Whatever the case may be, it's entertainment.
There you
It's
go.
entertainment. I
Thank
mean,
you.
it's to entertain. It's not for people to grab assumptions and throw it out and try to take somebody's Grammy. That's stupid.
Yeah, leave people's trophies and stuff alone. Y'all gonna go see
Right.
Fast and Furious? Y'all gonna get mad because the car chain got attached to another car
They
that
still get mad, but they still watch it,
still gonna
and they
watch
don't question anything else about it. They
Right.
still watch it. I watch it.
They shot Tyrese's ass up into space.
And Ludacris. And
Oh.
it was a car that Bow Wow made.
Homemade rocket.
Homemade rocket. And it had like
Like, come on.
aluminum foil and stuff in the inside and outside.
Can't please nobody, bro.
But
Can't
guess
please.
what?
For real.
Now I want to see Fast and the Furious today. Whoop, there it
Whoop, there it is. See, now you're
is.
showing your age. Talking about some whoop, there.
Whoop, daddy. I told you, I don't care. I show my age. In all arguments and discussions, I'm almost 40.
All right, Danny Glover. I'm getting too
Mike
old
Glover.
for this. Mike Glover. Oh, man. All right,
Yeah,
now
by the way,
we're
me and Mike's birthday next month. So yeah, the turn up will be real.
That's
going.
right. That's right.
Virgo season.
Hello,
Yes, sir. Yes,
somebody, I
sir.
seen this thing today on Instagram. It said, "Who do you think you are?" And then under it said, "A Virgo."
That's right. We do nothing to
That's
nobody. Everything is done to us. We are civilized creatures until you make us mad because we ain't do nothing to you. We're going to express it to, I ain't do nothing to you.
You woke up choosing violence and we bringing it.
Even do an apology. You know, I feel bad. I'm sorry that if you felt like I did something to you.
I'm sorry for how it came off, but I really meant that.
I really meant that, but I'm sorry that it came out that way.
Shout out to the Virgos. It's our season. Y'all know how we do. We gonna bring it in.
Hilarious.
It's coming in.
Coming in hot.
Right, y'all. This is Tashay's Music Minute. Tashay, go ahead and take it away.
Welcome to Tashay's Music Minute. Let's get into it. Britney is getting a divorce from her husband of 6 years. While he was posting, you know, things that she was being abusive to him, it actually came out that he allegedly have a sexual harassment filing against him. Now, y'all know that's gonna get messy. Plies woke up singing, "Hit me, baby, one more time." Go ahead, hit me, Chris.
With me, baby, one more time. Ooh, you know how flies do.
Quavo is previewed in some new music, Hold Me, from his new and long anticipated album, Rocket Power. Be on the lookout for that. Michael Jackson's sexual abuse case is being reopened due to the statute of limitations being temporarily broadened. Wow, even after that, they still trying to ring this man out. Jacquees brought his mom a new Range Rover. Go, Jacquees. Chris Brown does visuals for Summer's Too Hot. His 11th album, titled 1111, will be released on November the 11th, featuring 11 songs. Y'all know I love me some Chris Brown. Adonis went to one concert of Drake's and came back like, 21, can you do something for me?
Hey,
Can you
hey,
do something for me?
yeah.
21. Keke Palmer is the video vixen of Usher's new song, Fix It, Jesus. We didn't have nothing to do with that. Davido teams up with Latto for a new remix to Unavailable. It's banging and it go real hard. Go ahead, Latto. We see you doing your thing. Meek Mills has some cryptic things that he said in his Instagram before he dipped out. If you know, you know. Somebody go and check on that man, please, because it gets crazy. Stunna Girl popped out with another fire remix to Like That featuring JT. It go hard. Check it out. Drake's dad sent him a huge present, the biggest bra ever that was made. Wow. That's a hell of a press. That's a hell of a press. Ciara ain't come to play. She got a new song out with Lil Baby called Forever, and it's fire. She is in her R&B bag. Y'all go check it out. Congrats to LNE Choppa on his new bundle of joy. He named his son Chosen. That's so cute. We want to wish Young Thug a happy birthday from the Just Acting Up show. You're with Tashay, and this has been my Music Minute.
All right. So let's get back into it. So one of the masters of Kung Fu, Jiu-Jitsu, and a whole bunch of you ain't never heard of. Now I'm just playing with y'all. Bruce Lee is supposed to be getting his own anime.
My Bruce Lee face.
Yeah, man. But no, that's going to be dope, man. Bruce Lee get his own anime. That's something about that to me just sounds so right.
Yeah.
That's right. That sound right right there.
That's going to be dope. So I'm looking forward to keep our eyes open for that, man.
Would you say that Mortal Kombat owes Bruce Lee some money?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because there wouldn't be no image of Liu Kang if it wasn't for Bruce Lee, right?
Same thing for Tekken.
Yeah.
Same thing for Street Fighter. It's a lot of people, man, Bruce Lee, he is him. So yes.
Yeah.
Spot a lot of people. So yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. And another movie that I forgot that is out in theaters, Shame on Me. I just didn't want to. I don't go to no strip clubs like this, especially male strip clubs. But this one looks hilarious. What? Like, I don't go to no strip clubs, especially male strip clubs.
You don't go to no male strip club.
No, sir, that's not for me.
I hope not, Josh.
They even have male strip clubs.
I don't know one.
Yes,
I'm happy
they
that I
do.
Don't.
Oh,
I have them.
Tashay's the expert.
They have them.
Not a.
Well, that's good, Tashay. I'm glad.
Back in my older days, you know, I know I said I was 25, so maybe 21.
yeah,
I may have went to a male strip club show or two. Okay, I had some very ambitious friends, but they are out there. There are a few in Houston. They're mostly, I know there's one like in the Galleria area. Okay, for the ladies.
okay, so Tashay know where they at.
So for all our lady viewers, talk to Tashay about what them spots at.
I asked because I from all the women I know, they don't go to male strip clubs. They rather go to female strip clubs. That's why I was like, do they even have male strip clubs?
Yeah, that's why.
They do. Now it's really crazy because a lot of females do feel like that, and you know, and I from what I have heard in discussions. Now this is not necessarily how I feel about it.
Yeah.
But women have always felt like if a man was dancing like real sexual and have on like the little thong, you know, thing with the little, you know, what they have to wear, you know what it is. They feel like men that are comfortable with that type of clothing and being in the back with other guys and they have on that type of clothing, just, you know, the whole aura of the male strip club scene, they feel like they may be a little on the buy side. And I don't know nothing about that. I can't attest to yes or no on that part. Yeah. But some women feel like it's just not masculine for a man to be a stripper.
Yeah.
But there's some of them that's addicted. There's some of them that is addicted to the male strip club. And they be up in there and they spend all their money there. But hey.
Well, shout out to all the strippers.
Yeah, and in words of my mother, what she used to tell us, James going to the butt naked club? Like, what is the butt naked club,
Mom? The strip club.
I've never been to a strip club in my life.
My mama don't. I go. I have went.
Chris, we're gonna let you make it.
Yeah.
Chris capping. Huh? Big cap.
Okay, next topic, James. Right, next topic.
What I was getting at.
No, Chris, since you want to put that out there, I must tell the truth.
Huh?
I never went to a strip at this period of time. I never went to one. I went to a strip club. A person on this show invited me and another guy to our first strip club ever.
That's really W, bro.
Ever. ever. Mind you, I never went. Never. I was like 17, 18 years old. I never went. Honestly, didn't even know where they was at. A good buddy of mine directed me there, and we stayed there all the way to 5 in the morning. Yeah,
I only went a couple times.
We ain't gonna say no names.
Yeah, we ain't gonna say no names.
We ain't gonna say no name.
But honestly, everybody know.
We all know somebody like them to go beaties. We ain't gonna say nothing about it though.
Yeah, we're
gonna
man.
Keep it to ourselves.
And them chicken wings.
Yeah, man. That time, that's when Nelly came out with Tip Drill. Oh my goodness. I'm going back tonight.
Your tip drill. Your tip drill.
Yeah, but what I was getting at and telling myself, I only been a couple times in my young 20s, and that was it. So I don't like being teased, and I got to throw you money. But anyways, as I digress, Wesley Snipes movie called Back on the Strip. I just might go see that because it's fun. It looks funny. It's Wesley Snipes. And yeah, Wesley Snipes, Faison Love. A handful of other J.B. Smoove. I'm like, okay. Yeah,
it's directed by Chris Spencer. Is directing it. This is directorial debut, I believe.
Wait, go. I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
You said Faison Love.
Yeah.
And you mean, yeah. I'm confused. I need more information on this.
It's a whole thing. You got to watch it because I seen the trailer. You got to watch it. So
it's a comedy.
It's a comedy. It's not, you just got to watch it. Because put it like this, they used to strip back in the day.
Yeah.
Keyword, back in the day. Day. Yeah. Okay? So his character, Faison Love, didn't Faison Love right now. Okay. All right? Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I was getting that.
Alone, all right?
Yeah.
I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I'm watching it.
Because Faison is a fool, man.
Yeah.
Yes. What was that movie called that he was in? The Couples Retreat.
Yeah, Couples Retreat. Yeah.
Fooling that. Faison gonna bring it every time, man.
He gonna bring it.
Yeah.
He gonna always bring it.
That's a crazy
I'm definitely gonna watch it. You got me at Faison.
Yeah. And last but not least, one more thing: the Expendables. Talk about bringing it back. The Expendables 4. No shade towards the older men of our action heroes, or whatever. Expendables 4. I didn't know if they were gonna do it or not, but they actually are doing it. It'll come out in September, so you know, y'all wait on that. Jason Statham and I should say, Rocky Balboa. Not Rocky Balboa.
50 Cent's gonna be in this one as well.
Really? Oh yeah, he is gonna be in this one. Yeah. He's gonna be in it. Quite a handful of people that I was like, I didn't know they were gonna be in this, but they're in it. So yeah, saw all three of them. Might as well see the last one. I think this is the last one. So yeah. So I'm looking.
That's interesting.
I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna watch it. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm gonna watch it. I gotta watch it. I've been a fan of the Expendables, so yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah. Right. And surprising news, we're going to go ahead and close right here. Barbie, the movie that came out a couple weeks ago, it made more than The Dark Knight. You know The Dark Knight that came out in 2008 with Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
In the box office, it surpassed that.
That's good.
Well, yeah.
Hey.
I don't know about this Barbie movie. I'm mad because I couldn't take my daughters to go see it. So I guess I'm going to have to go see it with another adult because it's just too much
I've heard sexualized
things in it.
Right.
So I haven't went to go see it. Me and my sister, I have my little sister. Shout out to Dee Dee. We were going to go and see it soon. So hopefully we get to go see it. But the excitement that I had about the Barbie movie, it kind of dropped as soon as I figured out that I couldn't take my daughters to go see it.
Right. And I get that too. I understand that too.
How you know? Did you go see it first before you decided to take your daughters, or you just heard about it?
I heard about it, and then I looked at reviews. I looked at reviews about it and everything, and it was just like a lot of people ended up taking their kids to go see it and not looking at the reviews and not, you know what I'm saying, seeing everything. And then we're saying, hey, I wish I wouldn't have took my baby to go see this. And I definitely didn't want to be in that kind of situation because kids already get exposed to different things that that they shouldn't already. And being that they have big brothers, you know, the my boys, they was like, you're not taking my sisters to go see that. And I was like, you're right, baby, I'm not. Because it was a lot of homosexual things going on with Ken, I believe, from what I've heard.
Right. And you're just not, yeah.
I'm just
And
not
I
ready
get
to
it.
have them conversations with my daughters yet.
Right. And for our viewers, it's like for not that we're bashing anybody's community. We're just
Oh
saying
yeah,
that,
no, not at all.
right. We're just saying that it's we try to slow step walk our kids into
Exactly. Like
these
my kids,
things.
my girls still think that the babies come from storks. Like we ain't going back quickly.
That's cool.
Oh, we moving slow, turtle slow, blood. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to push them past what they have. Like I got, I need steps for that. And we're not at that step yet. We're not at that step yet to have to explain. I mean, they see certain things. I have LGBTQR and whatever other letters, family members and people around. Like, I don't have no hate, no, like none of that. I'm just trying to raise my kids and like everybody else, the best that I can with what I got. And already having to have some of the conversations that I have to have with them. That's enough for now, you know.
I from what I got of it, I'm gonna make this real quick. It was a good movie, but I feel like that whole weekend when Oppenheimer came out and Barbie, it was more like a battle of the sexes that weekend for me, just for me, that's my opinion. And it's like we already putting ourselves up against the women versus the men versus the women versus the men. Well, men can do it, but women can't, and women this and that. It's like, bro, I get so tired of that. I get so tired of that conversation sometimes. That conversation gets old, dull, boring, and it's just sexist all the way around. It's sexist on men's point and how they do things, and then the women they go and they do the same thing that we do, and then we question them, and then it's like, bro, the movie was good. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. I had my questions about it, but the whole narrative in the movie was like, here's Ken, here's Barbie, then here's Ken, here's Barbie, and it's like the it was just a battle of the sexes in the movie. Then you got Oppenheimer, it came out that weekend. I'm like, bro, all right, you know. So that narrative is boring to me because we both supposed to be on this earth helping each other, and yes, both sides, men then did some things, you know, women had to fight for their rights to vote, this and that, and the third. I get it. But ultimately, we both put on this worth to compromise each other. And it's like that movie and Oppenheimer, too, kind of fuel the fire of let's just keep this battle of the sexes thing going. And it's that's weak.
Yeah, was it a lot of sexualization in it?
It wasn't like that. That was only just like a few scenes. But more, it was like Ken has to be the man. I'm the man, and the women's supposed to be this, and then the women is this way, and the men are supposed to be that way, and this and that. That was the narrative that they was giving out in the movie, and it was just like it go from male bashing to womanizing to male bashing, and I'm like, come on, and that narrative gets old, boring, and dull, but I understand it. I get it, but it was a good movie nonetheless. But it's just that narrative is just boring on both sides. I'm not picking no sides. The men too, it gets boring. I get tired of hearing it, and this, you know, in the same essence. And like I said, we're supposed to be helping each other, but no sides don't get that.
You're right about that, partners. But would you take your kid to see it?
He went.
Oh, but wait,
He
how old is
went.
your baby? Your baby, wait,
He
8?
twelve.
Oh, he's 12. Oh, okay.
But that's the thing. The reason why he went, because he had to go, just like I had to go, because my wife wanted us to go. You understand? So I taught him a lesson before the movie taught him a lesson. You get it? My wife will go see Internals. My wife will go see all these Disney movies for my son and go see all these Marvel movies and other movies for me. She wanted to go see Barbie. She wanted us all to be in pink. So it's called compromising. I went and I made my son ass go too. He, I don't want to go. I talked to him on the side. Now, boy, going. Because that woman in there goes to anything and does anything that you want, that you want her to do. So at this moment, this is what she wants us to do as a family to go. So he went. I didn't need Barbie to teach me no Ken and all that. I already taught him compromising. They don't have compromising in that movie. Swear to God, they don't. Mm-hmm. I taught him that by going. And he wore a pink shirt just like me. We went together, all three of us.
So we're going to have to see that family picture.
Yeah, for sure.
I bet that's cute.
That's dope. See?
Yeah, for sure.
See, audience, what y'all got in Just Acting Up show? Y'all got a full life lesson. So y'all watch this show. Like, share, comment, subscribe.
Yeah.
Compromising.
That's all you got to do is compromising, bro, on both sides. It's a two-way for street. Real.
In life, just compromise a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, good people, stay locked in. We're about to get into Acting the Fool and see who gets the award. All right, good people, we at that time where somebody gets the award. I'm Acting the Fool. Take it away, Chris.
All right, man. So, Acting the Fool, where do I start? I mean, this is in Arkansas. You know, a lot of people looking for jobs. And people apply for jobs all the time. So police in Arkansas say a man was applying to be a police officer. Nothing's, you know, crazy about that. But unfortunately, turns out the man had warrants for his arrest in Georgia. So according to the press release from the Monticello Police Department, 24-year-old Justin C. Carter applied for the police position through an online application while hiding in South Carolina. Authorities say that 24-year-old fugitive came to Arkansas to verify details of the physical fitness test. After he arrived, officers say there were discrepancies in the physical appearance from his background check. And then the police further investigated Carter's history, and they found his real identity in a nationwide warrant for his arrest from Georgia. So the next day, he met the police at the Monticello High School track to perform his great fitness test, and officers allowed him to perform the test. And then they took him to custody right after he completed it. They said he was wanted over a probation violation in Georgia. So following the arrest, he is awaiting transportation back to Georgia. So, yeah. So
okay, that's just retarded. I'm sorry.
I had a warrant.
I seen my brother-in-law there. Shout out to HPD. But my brother-in-law, he works for HPD, and I sent him that. He texted me. He's like, "That's a dumbass."
That is a dumbass. I'm sorry. I've never had a warrant out for my wrist ever, but I think if I did have a warrant out for my wrist, I would not be trying to be a part of the police department.
Yeah,
no.
I bet his plan. Maybe he thought he can get it erased if he got in there. Maybe in some kind of way. He may have been watching Ocean.
I know, right? Yeah. He's
like, so maybe he's trying to be a CIA.
I'm in the system now. Let me get some of my homeboys. Get more of my homeboys out. Oh, man.
You know, I had a homeboy. He was arrested for stealing luggage from the airport. His trial didn't last more than an hour. It was a briefcase.
That's pretty funny. I think that's pretty good dad joke. I like that one.
Come on, Chris, step on him.
I'm just saying. Did you know? I mean, so many people getting arrested these days for silly stuff. You know the little mime people, right? It was his mama. He got arrested. You know, he committed an unspeakable crime.
That's pretty good. That's good.
I like that. That was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Two for
Chris,
two. All right.
Y'all didn't know about Chris. Chris is the next funniest man alive.
Hold on, Tashay. All right. I did too much.
You know what's crazy though? Because I am worried that I'll get arrested because, you know, I did a little vandalism the other day, and so, you know, the cops haven't come for me yet, but the writing's on the wall.
Y'all don't know nothing about Chris. Y'all don't know nothing about Chris. That's why
Don't
y'all
ever
looking like that, because
disrespect
y'all don't know
Michael
nothing about
Jackson
Chris.
song, Michael Jackson album right on the wall. Sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
Hey, anytime I got a laugh out of Mike, I got at least one good laugh out of Mike.
Yeah, the second one was funny.
I thought it was pretty good.
Progress. Yes.
See, I'm almost 40 years old. I don't need to be listening. I'm almost 40 years old. I need to hear better jokes than that.
Well, Mike, I heard them all.
I heard them all, Rich.
I'm trying to tell you, coming to a comedy show near you, Reese.
Boy, y'all, too hilarious. All right, y'all, we're going to wrap it up real soon with the balancing act. So y'all stay locked in to Just Acting Up Show. We got a message for you. This is the Bounce Act, ladies and gentlemen, when we give out flowers to certain individuals, all we acknowledge individuals that have passed on and gone to a better place. RIP to the ones that are no longer here with us. So, man, I got to give this guy another shout out. We had him on the show in the past by the name of Mr. Finale. He's been in shows like Southside. Missed that show. Mm-hmm. Bring it back. He's been in shows like Power, Book Force, Tommy and them. He's been in quite a handful of other shows on HBO. Well, it's now called Max, not HBO Max, but called Max now. Quite a handful of shows, man. Man, been working, man. But also him working, Family Man, great guy all day, man. I spoke to him every now and then. And he was sick. He wasn't feeling well. And me personally, when I am paying attention, I'm paying attention. And I noticed that he wasn't on social media for a while. And so right now it's August, but I believe back in mid-July or early July, I just hit him up and I'll just say, hey, man, just real quick message, text to him. Hey, bro, hope you're doing all right. Hope you and the family are doing good. Hit me up whenever you can, man. Just want to make sure y'all good. Simple, right? He finally got back to me a couple days ago. And he was like, hey, man, I appreciate you, man. I was sick. I was, not doing this and this and this. But I was in, this, this, and this. But thank you for reaching out to me. You're a real one, yada, yada, yada. He said he lost some jobs, some acting gigs, because he wasn't feeling well. Knowing him and his personality, how the man works, how the man moves, he'll gain back tenfold. But the thing about that, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need to get back into not just hitting up our people, especially in this business, the acting business or the entertainment business. Don't just hit your people up just because you want something or need something. It's really cool, really dope when you build these relationships and you hit them up just to say, hey, I don't want nothing from just what you ran across my mind. Just want to see how you're doing. Just say what's up. All four of us do that all the time. Like, hey, like, man, why not? Just want to say what's up. Like, how you doing, sis? How you doing, bro? You good? Y'all do it out there? We get in the group messages, talk, just laugh, joke around. And we got to get back to doing that, not just with friends, but with family. The good family members that don't know how to. That's another subject for another time. But yes, like I said, get back into the habit of checking on your people because we got what? How many more months? This is September. We got how many more months left in this year?
About three.
Give or take. Yeah, and holiday season is coming around, and that's when it really does hit home, getting towards the end of the year, and you really want to enjoy the holiday season or just enjoy all year with your family or friends.
Mm-hmm.
Fast, man. I was looking at Chris Hemsworth's Limitless. Really great show, by the way, on Disney Plus. I need to check that out. Really changed my mind and perspective on things. But it all comes down to, like I said, check on your people. Send them a text. Say, hey, how you doing? Say, hey, do you need anything? That's if you can. Some people like to take advantage of that. But as I digress, check on your people, man. It really does something to them.
Definitely. Check on your people. You never know what somebody going through, man. Just to even just touch base. You may not have to speak to somebody every day, but just to be like, hey, you all right? Just, just tapping base, checking in, making sure you're live over there. All right. That goes a long way with people.
It do.
Yes, it does. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, I'm really big on checking, checking up on family and friends and stuff. But as I've gotten just a little bit more busy, it's become a little more hard to do it, to find the time. Yeah. And I want to say this, people. It doesn't matter if you sitting down on the toilet, getting you a number two, or if you laying down in the bed, can't go to sleep, or sitting in the car pumping gas. All it takes is a second to text somebody and say, hey, you're on my mind. Yeah. And, you know, I tell this to my kids, too, because we have points in our day where we just where we had a sit at a still, and we normally take that time to woo-sigh, and you know, whew, it's been a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, take that time to reach out to somebody that you love, because everybody not promised tomorrow.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. I'm gonna toss it to Riri because she won't tell y'all about something in Riri's corner. Y'all check it out.
Welcome back to Riri's corner. So, as you know, I love to bring lots and lots of health tips and tricks. So, what about when you are in the streets and you want something to eat? Let's look at some healthy options. I found this amazing sushi spot. And guess what, guys? It's all you can eat. Yes, all you can eat sushi. And it was delicious. I'll let you look at the name because I don't want to mess it up, because, you know, I might kind of... Yeah, let's get into it. So here we are at this all-you-can-eat sushi spot in Katy, Texas. And guess what, guys? It is so, so, so delicious. And the menu is huge. But guess what? In order to eat here, you must finish your plate. Yes, because they will not let you get up if you did not finish your food. Ask me how I know. They were not playing with me. You hear me? No games. Not only is sushi delicious, but it also has great health benefits. Did you know that sushi has omega-3 fatty acids? Omega-3 is great in reducing high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and it also decreases the risk for heart disease. Did you know that? How about this great tip about omega-3 fatty acids? The fish that is used in sushi is the number one brain food. It not only nourishes the brain, but it repairs brain cells. Not only is sushi food for the brain, but it also cuts cravings, it stabilizes your mood, prevents wrinkles, come on girls, and it also gives your bones a boost. So sushi is just an all-around help. It's not only a delicious meal or a quick snack, but as you can see, the benefits that I just gave you, man, I mean, it's a win-win. So while you're on the go, hit up a sushi spot, have fun, enjoy, stay healthy.
Clap it in. Man, another great show. All four of us was here.
Man, I just realized until you said it, that we hadn't been together in about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That when you're just busy and trying to get everything taken care of, man, it happens like that. But you know, hey, we here, present and accounted for. So yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So that's gonna about do it for the show, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all got anything before we get on up out of here?
Yeah, I do. I just want to let everybody know that on my birthday on September the 8th, I'll be in New York. I'll be modeling on my birthday in New York. For a big fashion show. Fashion week is in September, my birthday month. So yep. Y'all wish me luck on that.
Oh,
gonna kill it.
Gonna Thank kill you. It.
Is virtual tickets are available if y'all want to watch the show from where you are.
James.
I got so James. Much I have I always got so much. Oh my gosh, man, what do I have going on? Y'all always give me like James, you right there. Oh yeah, I am. I got my I have my acting class coming up real soon, $75, September 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So y'all make sure y'all get on that, because I got Tabitha McNeil that's gonna join me with a voiceover acting. And also the beginning of the end teaser trailer will be dropping soon. Wait on it, and I'll be getting table reads going on for that as well too. So just wait on it, be patient. So yeah, that's what I got going on.
Nice. Not too much. No, really.
I'm just going to the gym. I've been staying consistent with that. Just been moving a lot of parts. I've been very solid, but I've been active too at the same time. But yeah, I gotta get my mental and my physical straight and get back into the groove, into acting. So, you know, getting pieces.
That's good. Together. That's good. What about you, Mr. Chris?
Oh, same. Working on that, getting that health together, and in the gym, eating better. Yeah. Been applying to agencies. You know, working on my deal, trying to get signed. Also writing more, working on my projects as well, trying to get them completed. And so, yeah, making moves out here.
Yeah. All of us are busy.
Everybody making moves. That's great.
Getting at it.
No, for sure. And let's see here. Positive quote fits perfectly. So for here, positive quote fits perfectly. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. It's all about.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. Yes, I like that. That's awesome.
Love it.
Thank y'all for joining us.
Appreciate y'all.
For sure.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
I love it. All folks here. Y'all have a good one.